This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
We're back.
This is the Big O Show.
Ray Alvarez is asking me about quarterbacks at five, and I said no, and then he said what I would do later on. Ray, my suggestion is, my brother, because maybe you might be new to all of this, remember you can subscribe to all these shows, are all podcasted and broken down into segments, hours, rants, interviews, all of that. And so you can get segments that you'll see me talk about the quarterbacks in the draft just recently. Just a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, several of those segments talking about what I would do for the Dolphins at number five and later on what I would do and all that. It's all there. So subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, all that stuff. And search for Big O Radio Show, like on YouTube or on the audio, and you can get all of those old segments are there. Okay, and what I mean old is a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 2 months ago, you'll hear all of that stuff.
7 months
ago. It's all there. Since we're not really a radio show where we have to constantly repeat things, you know, everything is there. Everything is all podcasted. Everything is all separated and all that. So if it's just a Heat segment, you'll hear it. If it's a Marlins segment, a Dolphins, NFL draft, whatever, all those segments are there. And you can check it out, and I appreciate it immensely. So can't really go into, you know, repeating all this stuff that I've already said. It's all there for you, Ray. So I appreciate you, my man, for watching. Appreciate you keeping it locked here. Now, Lamar Jackson is suing Amazon. Interesting stuff. Amazon is selling clothes that are ripoffs and nicknames and stuff of his persona. So the NFL MVP is now suing them, and according to a new lawsuit, Amazon is selling T-shirts and hoodies that claim the company shouldn't be allowed to sell. The Ravens QB has seen La Marvelous shirts, Action Jackson tees, and Not Bad for a Running Back hoodies, among other items. They're all pirate his brand and use his name, likeness, and image and persona for commercial gain without permission. And, of course, throughout the electric 2019 season in Baltimore, Jackson embraced those nicknames and phrases and even sold clothes of his own with those monikers on them. But Jackson says the alleged knockoff items are killing his ability to make profits off the nickname and images, claiming in the suit that Amazon is confusing the public into thinking he's somehow involved with the knockoffs. So Lamar says the sale of the knockoff items on Amazon have caused him irreparable harm, and now he wants the company to pay up for hurting the value of his personal brand. Jackson is asking for damages. He also wants Amazon to stop selling the shirts and clothes for good. I don't know all the legal ramifications behind all of this. I don't know if he has, like Action Jackson, like he's not the first Jackson that we said Action Jackson. Because that's kind of like anybody that's been a Jackson in some kind of thrilling way.
That's actually Carl Weathers.
Yeah. I mean, we've done all kinds of things with that Action Jackson. But I listen, I'm not a lawyer. I didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn last night. So I have no idea whether he has anything to stand on or not in this claim. That I cannot answer that, unfortunately. So, what can I tell you? 786-322-1105. But, hey, listen, if somebody's making money off of you and you feel like it's hurting you, which if he has a leg to stand on this and it is legitimate that they're illegally selling it, then, man, more power to you. More power to you. He's a good kid, man. He deserves it. Again, I may not believe that he'll be a great quarterback, but he's a great human being, man, and I root for him. No doubt about that.
I mean, Amazon only made $12 billion net profit last year.
Well, wait a minute. Now, don't blame Amazon on that.
It might be a company in taxes.
It might be a company that has their shop on Amazon, and they can't track every item off the shop.
That's true. They do. Yep.
So, you know, they have so many products on there, so it's something that maybe they can bring to their attention. And then, you know, right now, you know, this is the kind of time where I'm sure Amazon's focused. Like, if you, when you order a CD and things like that, Amazon's already told us. You know, those of us that are Prime members, you know what I'm talking about. But they're going through a moment now because of all the things that people are needing right now, you know, from hand sanitizer to masks to food and supplies and things like that that are corona, you know, related. Those are the things that are taking priority on shipping. But if you order a CD or you order a pen or whatever, anything that's not considered a necessity right now, that two-day Prime thing is not working right now. Like, it'll be delayed a little bit. You know, it may not be 2 days. It might be 5 or 7 that you get it. You'll get it, but you won't get it as fast as you normally would with Amazon, because they said it that, you know, they're going to be putting other things as priorities, and then the lesser items, like if you ordered a pair of sneakers, you're not going to get it in 2 days. It might be 4, it might be 6, it might be 2 weeks. But expect delays with Amazon. So I would imagine Amazon being bombarded with all this stuff, I don't know how much time they have to go check and, you know, check out everything that Action Jackson is being sold on Amazon. Anyway, all right, 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. Ray says, I will. You don't remember me from Arbondale. Ray Alvarez, bro, Ray Alvarez is, that's a very common name, my brother. I have to see you, and then maybe I might remember Arbondale. Bro, I'm 53 years old. You are talking about the early to mid-70s. That's a long time ago. I got to see faces, man. I don't remember. I don't remember people in high school anymore.
Wait a second, man. We were hanging out over there in the mid-80s. That was the Grove, remember?
Yeah. But
we'd go out and come back from the club and go at 3 in the morning and play basketball.
But I don't remember the kids that I went to school with.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Second and fourth grade at Arbondale. I don't.
Remember, we messed up our expensive shoes and slacks, and that's when we were like, you know what? We got to have a change of clothes when we come at 3 or 4 in the morning and play basketball.
Yeah. We used to go clubbing, and then we'd end up at Arbondale playing basketball in the middle of the night. Man of 1,005 holds goes, Big O, the more I hear you and the chat, I'm becoming more willing to choose a D lineman at 5 than Tua. Well, I mean, it all – look – in the end, what's going to scare you from Tua eventually, if it does, is the injuries. That's all. That's it. We can't pick on the kid because he's phenomenal. We can't pick on his throwing because it's phenomenal. He's accurate as hell. The only thing we can pick on is that he's not durable. And that's the part that's scary, that, yeah, I know we need a quarterback, but, dude, if he can't stay healthy, what the hell's the use of it? And that's my problem with Tua. As much as I love him as a passer, you know? Game Over 94 goes, Ray, even check the YouTube videos. It's nice. They post the whole show and also clips of individual topics. Thank you. Thank you, Game Over 954. Let's see. If Lamar wins MVP again, who gets a bigger deal, Mahomes or Jackson? Mahomes. Because he's the real quarterback. The MVP, to me, doesn't mean anything. What is it? What's more important, winning the MVP or leading your team to the Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying? And when the running game breaks down, Pat Mahomes can beat you. When Lamar Jackson's running game breaks down, he can't beat you. Okay? Let's not compare apples and oranges. Let's not compare a real passer and an athlete with the ball in his hands, because that's what Lamar is. He's an athlete with the ball in his hands. Tua seems like another Manziel in his size and durability. I don't even want to do that. I don't even want to insult Tua that way. Manziel is such a knucklehead, you know, and I know you weren't even talking about that, but I just and Manziel never really had the injuries that Tua's had. Tua's had some serious injuries, man. That's not really Manziel's problem. And what Manziel's bigger problem was that he was a moron. That's all. He was never committed, just a rich boy that got his way. That's what he is. Nothing more. Hey, during this this whole thing with the coronavirus, and we talked about yesterday free agency going on, and now the NFL owners are moving forward with the draft for next month, which I already told you yesterday that I'm super glad about that, because it's and the owners know that it's a gold mine. But we talked about this, that there's a lot of these deals that are going to get reversed because they haven't been able to do the physical. And when they do, they may run into things. And remember we told you yesterday about Michael Brockers, that deal now is up in the air because he has an injury that he has not recovered from and did not pass his physical. Well, The Athletic now reports the Ravens will not be completing their deal with the defensive tackle Michael Brockers. So there were conditions. There was a condition with his ankle, so they were able to view the results of the physical, and so now they have released him from his three-year, $31 million deal. So this was going to happen. Now, the interesting part is Brockers, after getting released, was able to then get to a contract with the Rams. The Rams ended up signing him right after. And he had a three-year, $30 million deal with Baltimore. With Los Angeles, he now signs a three-year, $31.5 million deal. Okay? Scott Kasterlein told Ian Rappaport of NFL Media that his client is now returning to the Rams on a three-year deal of $31.5 million. And reports surfaced last week that the deal was in jeopardy because of concerns he had with his ankle. So Friday morning brought the word that the deal was off, and the Ravens confirmed it a short time later. Brockers has spent his entire eight-year career with the Rams and has been a fixture in the starting lineup since he joined the team. So now he goes back to the team that got him. Now Ravens, by the way, lose a guy because they need now a defensive tackle at this point. Brockers is a pretty damn good player, man. That was going to be a nice pickup for the Ravens to build that defensive line. And so the Rams, I guess in a way, get lucky because they know the player, and he suffered the injury last year and he's still recovering from it. I thought that was kind of odd. I do think that's kind of weird. But this is not the only deal that's going to get reversed. And so there'll be others, you know. Looks like the Dolphins haven't had any problems with any of theirs. Now, I don't know how many of these deals are completely finalized. I think most of them are already. So I think they're kind of in the clear with all of this. But, man, that's kind of tough. We're lucky right now as Dolphin fans that it looks like they're in the clear and none of these are getting reversed. But you know, we're feeling so good about free. Can you imagine if something happened to Van Noy? Like, that would take a damper out of all of this. You know what I'm saying?
That would be a hit, man.
Jones. Like, okay, we're like, okay, Howard Jones, this is going to be fun, man. We got two shutdown corners here for the Dolphins. And then now Byron Jones, you know, physical comes back and it's iffy. And they've got to, you know, crush the deal. Now you lose out on that corner, and then the rest of the market's dried up at this point. That's the thing for Baltimore. They don't really have an option like Michael Brockers out there available. So whoever they sign now is going to be a much lesser player. That may also adjust what they want to do in the draft. By losing Brockers, they may have to find a defensive tackle, maybe even reach for one a little earlier than they wanted to. That's it. So Dolphin fans, good stuff for us, man. Looks like none of these deals have been reversed because I really love – I can't tell you enough how much I love so far what the Dolphins have. I mean, I love what the Dolphins have done for the last year. I've been a big proponent of what they've done and what direction they're headed in. I think it's freaking amazing. So, you know, but I'm just glad that this stuff is, man, it's all right. We're in a good spot.
Actually, right, formally hearing of people going to the doctor and getting checked out physical, obviously Brockers because of the ankle situation. Cam Newton, remember Atlanta? That right. Hey, he's healthy, he could play. And Brady, those are. Have we heard of any other players that have formally passed the physical or seen a doctor?
No. No. Well, no. I mean, DeMarcus Dennard was the other one.
Okay.
That was reversed also.
All right.
So, there's only been two.
Yeah, I was going to – I mean
– I'm just saying. I'm just glad that our Dolphins haven't had any issues with theirs and that, you know, it's – put it this way. I'm in a happy place with the Dolphins for the last year. I just want to stay there. You know what I mean? I just want to stay there. Okay? Every now and again, there's one athlete that raises up against all odds or against him, and in this kid, it's very easy to see. They're talking about Tua. Okay, that's on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. I mean, that if you think Tua is going to rise above the injuries, then you take him. I just don't think so. I think this is what he is. Hey, oh, I'm sure you know what impact you have on your listeners, but definitely some more than others. Listening to your podcast each and every day is something I look forward to each and every day. I tune in not only for your brutal honesty, but your advice and your wise words. Believe it or not, your voice reaches some of us in so many ways you can't imagine. You're a treasure to us all. Thank you. Sincerely from your buddy, G-Bro. I can't for all this C-19 crap. Can't wait to be over and done with. Can't wait to meet you, my friend. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you. Very, very, very kind. And I don't know if I make that kind of an impact. But I look forward to meeting you too also, man. No doubt about that. Look forward to meeting all of you out there. I was looking forward to meeting a lot of you in Vegas. Big time. Now, listen. This year, you know, we might be doing some stuff for the Dolphin games. So, you know, we might be working on some stuff. Steven Pensacola is telling me that Justin Gatlin's a Pensacola boy. Did not know that. Nice nugget. That is very cool. That's a conversation we were having yesterday on the program. Let me see. What else do we have here? P.S. The tool is free. Wait a minute, what do we have here? The tool is free, super easy. It's basically get rid of all the spam and helps you have something that defends in your live chat, mini live streams. Oh, okay, this is... Oh, Dougie Fresh, I think I have a solution for your problem on YouTube Live. Watch the short video that I sent you that will help you block people during your show. However, if this is someone who is using a bot and they're real a-holes, it could continue. It does. If it does, have no fear. There is a free tool that you can use if this continues. Wow, Dougie, you're the best. You're always looking after the show. So far, the skanks aren't there today. They showed up yesterday. I think I blocked them. I'm not sure, okay, because I'm not Mr. Savvy here. I'm pretty good with this stuff, but I'm not great. I think I did.
They're planning their next plan of attack there, buddy.
Yeah. The Globetrotters' best show was when they were on Scooby-Doo. I like that. My dad was killed by a drunk driver. To say it was a mistake is insulting. Exactly. You are correct, sir. It's a crime. It's not insulting. Dolphin MA here. Great show. My first round. Stay where you are at 5. Simmons or Becton. At 18, Josh Jones. No, at 18, Love. At 26, Josh Jones or Jackson from USC. Thanks, Big O. All right. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for listening and watching and supporting and downloading and spreading the word, all of that. A weird experience at the Bunny Ranch in Nevada yesterday. The lovely lady that bedded me insisted on wearing her mask during the process. I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, she was doing you a favor, bro. She was at least wearing her mask. Did you wear your mask is the question.
Yeah, did you make him look like a bank robber?
And did you have gloves all over your body? Not just your hands, if you know what I mean. Okay?
Well, you remember we used to say, make him look like a bank robber. Put that mask on.
Yeah. Okay? Make sure you wear your one-fingered glove. All right? 786-322-1105. The accidentlawfirm.com text line blowing up. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, there's a lot of people out there with gross fingernails. Tell them to clip those fingers before they go into public because germs store under those things. What they don't tell you is that the germs get through the creases in the screw holes. Masks are a marketing gimmick. The only prevention is to stay away from people that are pigs. If Ravens need an NT, trade Godchild to them for a 1 and a 5. Holy crap. Do you think they're going to give up a 1 and a 5 for Godchild? Hey, I'm still going to wear my mask when I have to because it's better for me to wear a mask. I'm safer. Man, more of them coming in. One guy goes five. Oh, okay, because one guy goes to me. Hey, don't be a guy saying Carr is better than QB than Tannehill. He made Amari Cooper invisible in Oakland while Tannehill had a 4.75 40-yard guy in Landry who got paid. Yeah, he got paid with five-yard passes. Yeah, I don't know. Tannehill's great with those slants. Please, come on, man. Let's see. Big O would trade up for Burrow or draft Herbert? I think I've said neither. Neither one I would do. Okay. I never get when you guys send me stuff that has like little diamonds with a question mark, equal sign, M. That's weird. I would show you. Oh, wait, I could do that like this. That way I don't show the phone numbers. You see that? That thing there? That's weird. I get that from some of you. Like the person that just sent a message right now, I got that. And the one that sent weird experience, you have it where I can't send you back a message. Some of you have a, like your phone number doesn't allow to receive a text back. So I can't communicate with you. Some of you, if you never get a message back from me, it might be because you're kind of locked out on the text messages and you don't allow to receive, which is really odd. You know what I mean? That's kind of supposed to be a give and take. And we kind of talk about, you know, all kinds of different things. All right. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter at Big O Show. Andy Benoit is going to join us on the other side. We're going to talk a little draft with Andy. Let's ask him about what the Dolphins should do at 5, what he thinks about Tua, Love, all the other stuff going on in the NFL draft. Andy Benoit does an excellent job covering the NFL draft, NFL Insider, SI, all kinds of good stuff. We'll talk to Andy when we come back, and we're coming to you live, of course, from Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Don't forget Pallet Rack City, Eddie Pineda and all the great people at Pallet Rack City, great sponsors of our program, 305 887-9212. You're trying to straighten out that warehouse. They are your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They sell used forklifts and dock equipment. They've got the largest used racking inventory in South Florida. We all want a great rack. A great rack is awesome. It makes your warehouse look so good. It organizes everything. You don't want boxes stacked on top of boxes. That's not going to help you. Get the racks you need. They also sell pallet jacks, hand trucks, dock boards, and most packaging supplies. Call Eddie Pineda right now at Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212 for Pallet Rack City.
plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Hupri on 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. Hupri on 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. Hupri on 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.